Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, our Prayer Coach series continues today, and this is the last one before Christmas. The series where we get people from different Christian traditions to share their tips on how to grow in faith, grow stronger spiritually, and get better at listening to God. Last week, we talked to Rob Carley about prayer in the midst of the drama of everyday life, and today, we're delighted to welcome back the man who kicked off the series this year, Solomon Araboto, pastor at Christian Community Church in Arklow. And today, we're going to talk about some of the things that hinder us from prayer. Pastor Solomon, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dominic. Yeah, I am so delighted to be with you today. It's a privilege.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you. First of all, are you looking forward to Christmas?
I'm so excited. I love Christmas. Yeah. I love Christmas because you can just relax, throw back, have a lot to eat, have a lot of fun with family, catch up with people. And of course, most importantly, remember that Jesus Christ came all because he loves us. Mm. You know, I've gotten to realize that even if you were the only person alive, Jesus will have still come. And that excites me. It just makes me know how much God values me. Mm. It's exciting. I love Christmas. I love all the relaxation, the food, the drink. But most importantly, I love that God sent his best gift just for me. Mm. Oh, that's exciting.
It's special.
Yes.
And this time of year is special for you because your son recently celebrated a birthday. Is that right?
Oh, yes. John David. Excited. We're so delighted. This is on the 19th of December last year. We had John David after 12 years of waiting on the Lord.
Wow.
And against all medical explanation, we tried for years and the doctors did their bit. They said, you know what? We're sorry. That's all we can do. We don't think you're going to have children. But we trusted God. I remember when myself and my wife were leaving the hospital that day and we were driving and she was crying. And I told her, I said, look, the doctor has done his best. And he has given us his report. But whose report is greater? Hmm. Doctor's report or God's report? I said, you know what? Let's just trust God. I said, God created us. And one of the things he said we should be fruitful and multiply. He created us to be creators too. And to be productive. I said, so we trusted God. And you know what? God may not show up every Friday night. Every Friday. God may not show up every last day of the month. But God does show up.
Yeah.
So we're so delighted. And we're so excited to see him. And it's a gift from God. Believe me.
Mm. You know? Yeah, that's so encouraging to hear. And it's a good time of year to be talking about God's gift. And talking about the gospel message, isn't it?
That's
and,
right.
And about
yes.
prayer.
Yes, you know, one of the things I've seen over the years, I've seen people discouraged when they pray. They don't get results. And they say, I think God is not listening to me. And being also a pastor, it was a challenge for us for 12 years because everybody we prayed for in the church for children, they all got our children. It came to a time when we were the only couple in church that didn't have children in our church. Every Father's Day, we have to celebrate it. Every Mother's Day and every child dedication, we had to do it. It was tough, and it was as if God was silent. But I've learned that while there are hindrances to prayer, there are also what we call divine timing and divine planning. And so, I mean, there could be some hindrances to prayers, which we are able to find out during this period of waiting. But we also found that God is faithful to his promise. You see, quitters never win. And winners never quit. You know, I've learned that.
I've never heard someone apply that to prayer, so that's a first.
So it's very, very important. I learned every day we still get up in the morning. There's a particular verse that got impressed in our heart when we were waiting to have our baby, John David. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. It said, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from you. It said, you will not be barren in the land. It said, you will not miscarry in the land. It said, the numbers of your days he will fulfill. And we read that scripture every single day for 12 years. We still read that scripture every day before we leave. Exodus 23, 25, 26. And we say, Lord, we serve you. And you say, you will bless our bread and our water. You will take sickness away from us. You say, we will not be barren in the land. We will not miscarry in this land. You say, we will live a long, full life. Lord, we trust you. Your record is good with us. Mm. And that's enough for us. And we just leave it that way. And we continue.
Yeah.
And we never wore the problem on our faces.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people didn't know we didn't have children. They told, oh, you never had children. I never knew that. I said, look, we can't allow our problems to regulate our lives. No, we don't want to be. We don't allow problems to define us. We allow God's promises to define us.
Mm. And when I'm hearing you talk, it's this idea of you have hope. Yes. And this is the thing you use to overcome any hindrance to prayer. When I think of the thing that could hinder me from prayer, it would be the idea that, I'm too tired. I've got too many things happening.
Yeah,
I haven't got time to stop.
That's right.
And this is the biggest hindrance.
Yeah.
But it's almost the opposite of what you're saying. I'm hindered by the problems that I feel can't be overcome.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You see, what you look longest becomes strongest in your heart. And that is it. As long as your problem dominates your thinking, it will dominate your life. And that's very important. We need to avoid that. You have to glance at your problem, but gaze at God's promises. Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Mm. So we need to learn stickability from our quitability. We need to learn to stick with God, you know, with God's promises. And I want to say another thing very, very dangerous to prayer is also unforgiveness. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 24, he said, when you stand praying, if you have anything against anybody, forgive. He said, if you stand up to pray, the first thing you should check is, do I have anything against anybody? Forgive.
Mm.
He said, because if you will not forgive others their trespasses, so also your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. So unforgiveness is also a huge thing. It's a time to really check inside of yourself and say, look, what areas do I need to work on? So don't lose hope, but also don't hold anybody in unforgiveness. And I want to say also, don't get mad at God. Don't get mad at God. It's not a good place to be.
Mm. You know? And the other hindrances that I think of are people, they just don't know where to start.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the other thing, right?
I think you're spot on, Dom. You know, the one thing I found is, you know, Jesus said in that same Matthew chapter 11, verse 23, he said, when you pray, believe that you receive. Most people don't believe in their prayers. The prayers that don't move you cannot move God. You must believe in your prayer. You must believe in that prayer that, you know what? God is listening to me. You may not feel he's listening to you. It's not about the feeling. Most of the time, you know, but I trust he's listening to me. Why? When we understand how much God loves us, especially with Christmas, God sent heaven's best for us. Bible says, he that did not hold back his son, he gave him to us. He said, why will he not also with him also freely give us all things? So sometimes we don't believe in our prayers. We just say, Ash, look, let me just say, no, believe in your prayers. Now, you know what? God is listening to me.
Mm.
And when you know somebody is giving you attention, somebody very important is giving you attention, you adjust yourself. You position yourself well. Your posture is different. And I think we need to believe in our prayers. I believed that God heard us every day. I don't know why there was a long delay, but that kept us going. Now, guess what? God is listening. God is listening. You know, and I want to encourage someone that's listening today and you feel God has not heard you. I felt that way too, but I chose not to succumb to that thought pattern. I didn't live in that space. I had to move away. I began to recount the good things God has done in my life.
Mm.
I was busy looking at what he has done rather than sticking with what he hasn't done yet.
Mm. So you were expressing your gratitude for what God has done.
I did it all the time. I mean, every time we did it before we had the baby, we rejoiced. And we rejoice with those that rejoice.
Mm.
We rejoice with people that were having children. We didn't allow other people having children to bring sadness to us. We didn't allow Father's Day to become a sorrowful day for us.
Mm.
We saw it as a prophecy. That this is a prophecy that it's going to happen. Because as long as we're alive, there will be Father's Day, there will be Mother's Day. And so we trusted God for that. And it really helped a lot of people in our church to really challenge their faith. And it got their faith on the track again and say, you know what? And they came to me after we had the baby that, you know, we never thought we'd have a child. We give up on it for you guys. So, but this is a proof that God still works miracles.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, and listening to you talk about it makes me want to praise. That's it.
Wow.
Talk to me about this, because we've got a giveaway, don't we, for this show?
One of my books is Daily Work with Christ. And actually in that book, I wrote some of the topics I wrote on was a prayer and hindrances to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's very important. You see, champions are not born. They are made daily.
Yeah.
When you have a habit of praying, when we first started the prayer coach sessions, I began to say prayer is a family conversation. It's you as a child talking to your dad, God. So it's a family conversation. So but also prayer requires skills, communication, So prayer requires skills, and this book will help you to be able to acquire skills in order to pray effectively. Everybody prays, but not everybody's prayer is effective. So that book will really help. There's some topics in it that will really...
It's a great, I've got it in my hands here. It's a lovely looking production and a fantastic book. We have a few to give away. So if you want to get your hands on Daily Walk with Christ, they're by Pastor Solomon. Text me 087-888-9292 with the words Pastor Solomon, and you'll be in with a chance to win one of the copies. I'm going to give away three on the show, and then we'll give away two later on Spirit. Any last words of encouragement, Pastor Solomon?
I want to encourage you. I love Christmas because the word Mass means celebration, and the word Christ means the anointed one, the saint one. I love the celebration part. We perfected it well. The gift exchange, the celebration, the eating and the drinking, which is awesome. But also, never forget that Christ came to remove our burdens and take away our problems. So give us, he came to die for us, to change our status from sinners to the sons and daughters of God. So see this season as a time for you to talk to somebody about the celebration and also about the Christ. And I wanted to enjoy this Christmas. Enjoy the fact that God loved you so much, he gave you his best. You are valuable.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to finish with a little prayer? Why don't you say a little prayer for us?
Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending Jesus. And I thank you for giving us the opportunity to experience your love. I pray for somebody listening to me today that their prayer seems to be delayed. That nothing is working for them. I pray for supernatural help. The way you sent help for us, the way you blessed us with John David after a long period of waiting, I pray for supernatural grace, supernatural hope, and I pray for breakthrough for every listener. I pray that this Christmas, you will give them the best gift of all, the reality of the living Christ, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Solomon, Christian Community Church in Arklow, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This morning.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.